It's a whole story. Okay. We're up to over here, page Nun Zayin. We are in the Nun Vav. We're up on page Nun Vav. We are in the middle of the sugya of Toichacha. Toicheach, Toichiach es Amisach. Okay. Each halacha in the Sefer Chasidim is basically a halacha in and of itself. And this little section, halacha hey, is the sugya of Toichacha. And we learned, so one thing I want to follow up on yesterday, that the question, is there a mitzvah to give Toichacha to Nashim? And why should there not be a mitzvah of giving Toichacha to Nashim? So this may be shocking to many of you to hear say such a thing, is that there's a major, major controversy in halacha if there's a din of arvos in regard to women. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. Everyone knows that. I make a bracha, you can answer amen and yoytze with my bracha. If I do a mitzvah, and we all are responsible with one for another. Does the law of arvos apply to women?
When do we say butuchi you show you?
That's what I'm coming to now. That's what I'm coming to. That's all linked with ze lo ze. So there is a very big controversy if there is such a principle of arvos in regard to noshim. Both amongst themselves, can one woman make a bracha for another woman? And can a man make a bracha for a woman, or can a woman make a bracha for a man? Women and men are very different. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. They're not compatible. They're very different. Now, I know to us this sounds strange, because halacha l'maaseh, we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah actually discusses this. He discusses the controversy. He discusses this. If there is din of arvos by nashim, there's a double mirror above. There are many, there are kadmonim that have the whole topic of discussion. And halacha l'maisa, by us in this room, it's not relevant, because pretty much we paskin l'chumra, or l'kula, however you want to do whatever terms you want to use, is that there is arvos. There is arvos for nashim. Men are responsible for nashim the same way women are responsible for them, for one man for another man. The man is responsible in the world of halacha for a woman. Now, even though we practice that halacha l'maisa, the digger you deep in the sugya, there may indeed be exceptions. What it's built upon, I don't know the sugya, I'm not prepared to talk about it, but it is a very big controversy in the earlier Mefarshim. Therefore, this ties in very, very much to the law of Toichacha. Hoicheach toichiach es amisecha v'lo yeh b'chachet is all built upon the principle, it's a pasuk in the Torah, which tells you to do a mitzvah, but according to, we learned this yesterday, that it's built upon the principle of arvos. Why should I give you musa? What do I care? Why should I be concerned if you are not doing a mitzvah? If you are doing a navera? It's none of my business. Why should there be a concern of a cheach teichiach es amisecha? Afilu me upon him. Even if the person embarrasses me back, all the things that we learned yesterday. So we mentioned this yesterday is because the law of cheach teichiach es amisecha is built upon a foundation of arvos of Kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. And right away use that as a springboard to discuss the question, if I am responsible to give you musar if you're not doing a mitzvah saseh. Because the word arevos, arvos, comes from the word a cosigner, an orev. An orev is only a guarantor that there is no loss. There's no such thing as being a guarantor that there should be profit. The example I gave you yesterday was, if the bank wants, the person is asking a bank to lend them $1,000. So the bank says, why do you want $1,000? How do we know we're going to get it back one day? So the fellow says, I'm not borrowing the $1,000 to pay my rent. I am borrowing the $1,000 because I want to invest it. I have an opportunity to invest $1,000 in a business or in some commodity, and I have very good reason to assume that I will have a profit. I will make $10,000. The $1,000 will turn into $10,000. I'll have a $9,000 profit. The bank looks over the proposal. The bank says, it's not bad, but it's still too much of a risk. If you'll have someone else that will guarantee the loan, then we'll agree to do it. So he calls up his best friend and he comes over and he signs it. I'm the guarantor. The fellow takes the $1,000, he invests it, and what happens? Nothing. Zero. He loses every last penny. He has no money to pay back the bank. So what does the bank do? The bank goes to the cosigner. you sign, that's right, here is $1,000. The person who borrowed the $1,000, he says, oh, great, great. The same way you went to the co-signer and you got $1,000 to pay back the bank, can I have $9,000? Because I was planning on making $9,000. I borrowed $1,000, and the goal was that $1,000 will grow into $10,000. So the same way you signed off on the loan, you were guarantor on the loan that the bank should not lose their $1,000, doesn't that also mean that you guaranteed me that in the case I don't make a profit of $9,000, you'll give me the $9,000? And the co-signer says, you shaita, I only guaranteed the loss. I don't guarantee profits. That's not what a co-signer is. A mitzvah loy saseh is a loss. A mitzvah saseh is a profit. So the whole din, the din of arvos, of teichocha, is built upon the foundation of being a co-signer. So then it would be logical that you only have to give mussar to a person who is in violation of a lois asei, not if he's in violation of an asei, because a lois asei is a loss. If you do a lois asei, there's punishment. If you do an asei, there's profit. That was the argument.
You can have an asei where you lose also. Don't do bris milah, you get karas.
That's an exception. That's a very good example. That's an exception. That's the only two times you have an asei with this punishment. That's bris milah and karban pesach. So let's put those two aside. Let's talk about wearing tzitzis. Tzitzis. That's a really good, because even tzitzis you don't even have to do altogether. If you don't have a garment that has four corners, you're not even mechuyev. So if a person does not wear tzitzis, there should be no reason for me to give him toichocha musar. What? You don't have to buy him. You don't need to. You don't spend your money. Nothing. Nothing. You don't need to do nothing. And even, let's say, tefillin, even something that you have to do, even tefillin, you have to wear tefillin. It's a mitzvah saseh. The person is just losing out on reward. It's not a loy saseh. So what is the answer? So if it's built upon arvos. So this, okay, I don't have all the answers. It's a very big topic of discussion. And the simplest answer is that even when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, a bittul mitzvah saseh, there is also punishment. There's also loss. Even tzitzis that you only mechuyev to wear if you have a garment of four corners, the Gemara says, the idon derischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Hashem punishes us for not putting on a garment of four corners to be mechayev ourselves in the mitzvah of tzitzis. How much more so does Hashem punish for not fulfilling a positive mitzvah that we have no choice, that we must do? So that's the simplest answer. There are more answers. But just to illustrate the question, and the answer is very insightful. It shows that the din of toichacha, hoichach toichach samisech, is built upon the principle of arvos. If you can even ask the question that there should be a difference between an asei and a lois asei, it goes to show that how the foundation. Now, if that is the case, it becomes very, very sensitive and very, very interesting when it comes to the mitzvah of giving musar, hoichach tochiach samisecha, in regard to noshin. Because there are major opinions who hold, believe it or not, I guess shocking, as I said in the beginning, who hold that there is no din arvos by noshim. The rules of arvos, as we know it, without going into the details, do not apply to women. We don't follow that, more or less. Maybe not, maybe whatever it is, but there is something going on there that would automatically create a different standard in regard to giving musar to noshim. If there's no arvos for noshim, then I have no obligation to give them musar. Is that true or not? One area where there is a nafkamina, and it appears there is a degree of nafkamina, is if you know they're not going to listen. If you know you're going to give musar to a person, and you know he's not going to listen, are you still mechuyev to give musar? So the answer is yes. Generally speaking, yes. Although he will not listen, that does not exempt you. That we're going to learn right now. We're going to learn that. What? Sneeze could be an issue for you, not for them.
Don't look.
No, that's not an thing. Not look. You have to look. It's not a way to live a world to close your eyes. If women are not dressed properly, the issue is not just for them. It's for you. because you come in contact with women every single day, every single moment. And you see it all the time, and if a style of not dressing properly spreads to the tzibur, then men are going to be seeing things which can lead them to do avera. So there, it needs more of an issue for you. It's not so much an issue for them; it's for them as well. Let's not get into that here. Let's talk about just stamba. Women, they do things that are shalik halacha. They go. They don't on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They don't take care of the things they do in the kitchen, or things they do with well, different examples. There are many different examples, wherever they may be. And they're not going to listen. You tell them you're not allowed to do this. Stop doing this. And they don't listen. So are you even mechuyev to give them musar, or do we say better do not give them musar? Mutov sheyushoygegin the al yehu mezidin. When you add into the mix the concept that really, when it comes to nashim, you may not even be obligated to begin with to give them musar. Hoychech tuchia samisecha only applies to an individual for whom you have a responsibility to in the world of halacha. We have responsibility lahalacha lemaisa for nashim, but it's not the same degree, according to all rishonim, as the responsibility we have in regard to another man. Therefore, therefore you should give them musar. But in a situation where you know as a fact they're not going to listen, so maybe by a man where that's not an excuse. There is no excuse of mutav sheyushoygin v'al yehu meizidin, but maybe by a woman whom the whole mitzvah of giving teichacha to begin with is weak, and now when you compound it with the fact that they're anyway not going to listen to the musar, so maybe better off in this case, don't give musar so they should not become amazed. Okay, so it's a very interesting question, and there is no clear resolution to many of the trials.
How can we say there's no avers by women? What about the pasuk "Koysoy malavaysi akoy"?
Amongst themselves, what they have to do, amongst their mitzvahs, amongst themselves, that's all part of the discussion. And I think this is an old discussion. Even the Mishnah Berurah gets involved in going through some of the issues of avers. Different degrees. There are different degrees.
Don't give him a hardness.
Okay. Then again, there's also the principle of mutov.
Go easy
with them.
You know that, right?
You get solid right after.
The other thing of giving musa to nashim is also the principle of, even amongst men, of mutov shishaygi v'al humeizidin only applies in certain situations by a mitzvah or an iser dirabanan. By an iser dirabanan is where you have this principle of mutov shishaygi, and you don't have this issue when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa. By d'oraisa, there's no excuse not to make a macha, even though they're going to be meizidin. When it comes to the eruv, so traditionally, not carrying on Shabbos, not until modern times, was never an Issa D'Oraisa, because you never had a Hechatimsa where you had a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Never existed such a thing to have 600,000 people, 3 million people living in an area, which means you can have in the street 600,000 men over a certain age. These things did not exist within an area of Yud Beis Mil. It's only in the modern world where we have such a thing, and it's very controversial. I'm not over here to ruffle anyone's feathers, but in New York, is carrying on Shabbos in New York without an Erev in Brooklyn or in Manhattan, is this potentially an Isser D'Oraisa, or is this, at worst, an Isser D'Rabbanan? Okay, that's a big question. That's Rav Moshe was of the opinion that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Rav Moshe is a Chiddush. It appears Rav Moshe himself said that what he's saying is a Chiddush. So now when you want to make, now people are carrying on Shabbos, so, and they're not going to listen to you. Let's say people that are not religious, and you want to, or even if they're, whatever they are, is there an excuse? What am I, I'm shouting into the wind. Who's going to listen to me?
But they say there's a neighbor.
Forget about the even. There's no Erev. Let's say there is no Erev. Let's say there is, the people are carrying. Is there an Inyan to make a macha? The principle of mutov shishoygin value meizin only applies by a mitzvah derabanan, not by a de'oraisa. So these are all very, very big questions. All right, so that is what I wanted to point out over here when it comes to Lashon. Now let's go further. And all, by the way, the answer, there is no answer to all these questions. There really is no answer. Everything is machlokes. And, you know, you do what you can do. Now let's go further. On page Nunvav, he is continuing to discuss the laws of Teichacha. Let's start with the first word on the top of the page, on page Nunvav. Haychiach oisai v'loi kiba. What happens if a person does give Musa, rebukes his fellow man, and he does not accept? He rejects your Teichacha. So it says here in the Sefer Chasidim, Yotza hamachiach naki me'oinesh avoinai. Now this continues what we learned yesterday. If a person does not give Musar, he is guilty. The pasuk includes lo yisa olav chait. If you see your fellow man do an avera and you are quiet, you are silent, you are a sinner because you did not give Musar. You have an obligation to speak out. If you do not speak out, you are guilty. If you speak out and the listener does not change his ways, so you would think you're guilty because you have accomplished nothing. No, that is incorrect. If you give him Musar, you give him Musar, and he does not accept your words of Musar, it says here, Yotza hamochiach naki me'oinesh avoinoi, he is innocent, he has done his. And now here he says something which is what you learn Sefer Chasidim, something very mystical. This mystical idea, if I'm not mistaken, it borders on another very similar mystical statement which Rav Dessler said. Rav Eliyahu Dessler was like the Rav Chaim Halevi on Divrei Agada. What Rav Chaim Halevi was on Divrei Halacha, Rav Chaim Halevi on Rambam, his Chidushim, Rav Eliyahu Dessler was recognized as being the Rav Chaim Halevi on Divrei Agada. And on this certain Agada that we're about to read now, he said he spent his entire life trying to understand what it means. And the end is, Tzorech in Gadol Ad Ma'od. And what is that? It's not exactly this halacha. Here is, V'yesh l'mochech zuchusai. The one who gives Musar gets all of the merits of the one who is the recipient of the Musar and has not listened. In other words, if you give a person Musar, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do this Avera. And he listens to you. He listens to you. And he stops doing the Avera. So what happens in Shemayim? No one knows, but these are just the words that it says. You just fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Eicheach Tochias Amisecha. Ding, ding, ding. It's credited to your account. Gevaldik. The person stopped doing the Avera, he will now get reward in Shemayim for not doing the Avera, for listening. And of course, there'll be a ripple effect. You'll also get some reward for influencing him to do good. But what happens if he doesn't listen to you? He doesn't listen to you. I give him Musar, and he doesn't listen to you, so you come out better than if he would listen to you. Does that make sense? How? Not only do you get reward for doing the mitzvah of Achech Techias HaMisecha, all of the person's good deeds he ever did his whole life, it's obviously a super duper exaggeration, all of the good deeds he ever did his whole life go to you. This guy is just like wiped clean. This guy never existed, and all of his good deeds are transferred from his account to your account. It comes out then that you come out ahead if he doesn't listen to the Musar, than if he does listen to the Musar. If he listens to your Musar and stops doing the Averos, you get a mitzvah, he gets his mitzvahs. If he doesn't listen to you, he never existed. All of his good deeds that he ever did become yours. Similar, there's a halacha, you say Lashon Hara. If you speak Lashon Hara about a person, Chazal say, all of your good deeds go to him, and all of his averos go to you. Does this make one bit of sense? Zero. Doesn't make one bit of sense. But this is some Kabbalah, some Chazal. Rav Eliyahu Dessler says, he says this, or he can say this, I told you, Rav Chaim on Divrei Agada, he has no idea in the world what this means. This doesn't make any sense at all. It's not fair. It's weird in Chazal. You see such a thing? He spent his whole life, not whole life, but he spent a lot of time trying to understand, decipher the secret of this kind of Chazal, and he doesn't have any clue what it means. If he can say that, what is there left for us to say?
We were kids, I remember they told us, don't fight, don't spit on him. If he does it to you, you can add all his mitzvahs.
Right, exactly. If you do something bad to one person, so all of their mitzvahs go to you, and all of your averus go to him. It's so easy, right? That's how. It's not fair. How does that make sense? Here's another idea which also doesn't make any sense. If you give a person mussar, and he listens to you, very good, you did a mitzvah. That's the end. If he doesn't listen to you, it's much better. For you, it's better.
But it says if someone doesn't accept your mussar,
yeah,
you should not tell him because he's shogeg, he's going to be mezid.
Before you came, we had a discussion. Before you came in, we just finished. That's okay. So we have to go back and review that discussion. Okay, so this way, v'yesh lemochiach, that's what it says at the top line, v'yesh lemochiach, z'chusoy lefi sh'echichoy leleches v'ech yashar, the mochiach gets his merit because he rebuked him to go in the proper way, u'lehesrachek min ha'avayin, to distance himself from the sin, k'moshe mefurish v'parashas v'yata ben adin. I was going to say for Yechezkel, we learned this not that long ago, what does it say there in this entire section where Hashem says to Yechezkel, Yechezkel, I want you to give mussar. If you do not give mussar, you're guilty as well. V'yata, ki hisar to rosh midarkoi loshuv, if you warn a wicked man to do teshuvah, and he does not listen, that's his problem. Hu ba'avoyno yomus, the wicked man will die in his averos. V'yata, and you Yechezkel, you just saved your life. Because if you did not give mussar, you also deserve to die. He's even now going to another extreme. If you don't give mussar, Yechezkel, you also deserve to die. But if you do, give mussar, the pasuk goes on to say, if you don't give mussar, just like he will die to his sins, you will also suffer because you have not taken the opportunity that was available to give him mussar. Next, v'yikar mitzvah zos lo sitzel of chet, and the pasuk goes on to say, hoicheach toichiach es amisecha v'loy sisa olav chet. We so far have given one translation to the words of loy sisa olav chet. If you do not give mussar, then you are also a choite. You are guilty. By giving mussar, you absolve yourself from your instructions from your mitzvah, and you're no longer guilty. You will not be guilty by being quiet. Being quiet is a chet. Speaking out removes that chet. And thus, by doing so, you will not be guilty of the sin of being silent. That is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Now the Sefer Chassidim tells us another translation of the words Lo Sisa Olav Chet, and that is telling you how to give mussar. When you give your friend mussar, do not do it in a way where you will be a choite. How will you be a choite? By embarrassing him, by overdoing it, by whitening his face. The Iker Mitzvah Zos Lo Sisa Olav Chet Mitzvah Shlo Yochich Yochich Ish Chaveroi Bezam. Don't scream at him in public. Uvehalbonas, put him to embarrass him publicly. Ella binachas. The pasuk is teaching that when you give mussar, be super duper careful that you give it in the proper way. Ella binachas. Uveseser tchila secretly. Kedesh lo yoyis ponov, so that he should not get even more angry. If you will give him mussar in a way that is not proper, you'll make things worse. Make things a lot worse. Shlo yoyis pana v'yiksh v'yaksha arpa will harden and stiffen his neck. Uluvava v'yoysif al chetoy al chepesha. It's a very delicate balance. People go to psychologists. Many people tell you this. I hear this. Is that sometimes going to a psychologist, a person needs therapy for an issue, whatever their issue is, it's very common to hear the therapist made it worse. I hear this all the time. People have issues. They have issues, shalom bias issues. And the husband goes to a therapist. And he comes out of the therapist, I want a divorce. I know someone. I know someone first. It's a horrible, horrible thing. I know someone that was dating a girl, dating a girl for 2 years, dating a girl. The boy was already chalashing to get married, and the girl was schlepping along, and basically she went to a therapist, and she came out of there after I think one or two sessions. She decided she broke up the engagement. She broke off the whole relationship, and basically worse, she became much less from than she was. And like the therapist, mamish the ritzach, he and this guy, the boy is devastated, suicide watch. and the girl is like what did this therapist do?
How old is the girl then?
whatever.
Did she ever get married?
This happened pretty recently.
By texting.
And you hear this all the time, the different situation. You go to a therapist, the therapists make it worse. They mamish make it worse.
You have to do research.
The therapist, you have to know. So therefore,
the person is not honest with the therapist, what his problem is, they're not taking responsibility for what they are,
But whatever it is, therefore, when it comes to giving mussar, it's clear as day. When a person gives mussar, you can very easily make it worse. If you don't know what you're doing, a person is doing an aveira, and you don't speak to him in the right way, you can really push his buttons, and you know
the
person.
Did you say yesterday or the day before that you can make it right?
No, that depends. That all depends. That's when you do it the second time, the third time. The first time it has to be done very gently. But even generally, when the day is over, no matter what you do, mevazehim berabim, no matter what you do, don't make it. Should not be the result. Should not be that it's worse. That's clear as day. Okay, there are times when you're allowed to be mevazehim. Rob him, humiliate him. Oh, he has all these stories where a husband doesn't want to give a get, and he's holding up the wife for millions of dollars. And all of the experts who know what the story is, they come out clear. He's guilty. Les man de polik. The only victim is the wife. Don't turn the tables over. He's not the victim. And so then they go out. They used to go out in full force. You go out and you pick in front of his house, and you go mevazim berabim. Okay, so there are times to be mevaza person berabim, but there are times when that's not proper and it's very dangerous. And this, what we just read over here, is the makar of why today we generally never give mussar.
Yeah, but another thing.
Yeah.
Do you? I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I never saw you before. But
right.
Let's say,
yeah.
On Shabbos, let's say you're doing something.
The style today is not to give mussar, and this is cited as the reason. The reason why we don't give mussar today, we're very light. We don't go on a crusade to save the world to give mussar is because exactly what we just said. Give mussar once, twice, three times. Keep at it until he beats you up. Until he beats you up. But be careful. When you give the mussar, don't bring upon yourself sin by giving mussar in a way that's not proper. By embarrassing him more than he deserves, hurting his feelings. There's a technique in how to give mussar. That art is lost from us. The Gedolei Yisrael say, I think in the name of Gemara says this, the art of knowing how to give mussar is lost. And therefore, it's inevitable that when you're going to go out on the crusade to mekayim the mitzvah, you will be in violation of v'loy sisa olav chet. And therefore, the pasuk is giving you an excuse, so therefore, don't give mussar. That is what we rely on today, more or less, unless you're in close circles. You're dealing with your own children. You're dealing with your own Talmidim. You're dealing in the from Orthodox community. So then we're in a closed environment. To a degree, people feel they have an approach. You can't say nothing. People are doing the wrong thing. You have to give mussar a little bit. So when you're in an enclosed environment, there's a derech, there's a mahalacha, but stamazoi, to go out into the world and go on a crusade, you walk down the street and you take out your tape measure. It's, sorry, 1 inch above the knee. Sorry. You don't carry a tape measure? You don't carry tape measure in your pocket just for that? No. During the week. Mayor, you don't have a tape measure? No, you don't have a tape measure just in case? But you have an app now. You don't need, you have an app. App can measure. Can measure on the smartphone. They know how to do it. They're professionally trained. Professionally trained.
Has a way to get anything missing. You want to recommend. Make it feel good.
Right, right. That's what he says. But this is the Yisrael. You see this all the time. This is the excuse. This is the excuse. Let's go further. So let's go. I would think you can give him musa to the degree where his face turns white, turns tamulema v'loy sisa olav chait. Okay, yes.
Cannot be sent musa by text or email.
Of course you can.
It's not better because not embarrassing, not...
Who says that embarrassing? Every text has a return address, you know who sent it, so they feel embarrassed.
No, maybe he's not.
Every situation is different. You have to analyze, you cannot generalize. Every situation is unique. Okay, let's go further. I want to at least finish one page. V'loisane. Okay, it says in the pasuk, loisane eight sheker. A person should not testify false testimony against his friend. Now, this really a halacha vav is a new halacha. Lashon hara. Don't speak lashon hara. Loisane. What is loisane? Loisane means to speak. V'onu v'omru. The witnesses they will raise their voice. And make the following statement. It means, mayor. We have a very chosh of a guest. Can you please help her? You see, mayor, he stands up for you. He's machshavi. V'loisane v'reacha eid shaker mechlal mitzvahs loisase also loimar dover migune. we'll tell that to him when he comes back. Remind me.
You have to start finishing early because they have an investigation upstairs at 11:45. They start at lunch.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
We can't.
Why don't you just know? Even our
shliach. What do you mean?
They start people.
Serving.
V'loisane, lunch is served. You can't compete with lunch. Okay, fine. We have to finish up. Let's finish. Mayor, you know what they were saying about you when you went out? You were taking out your tape measure.
They were?
You know what they were saying? You were taking out your tape measure. You were taking out your tape measure.
Yeah, but my tape measure works sideways.
I should not have gotten him started. Never again. Don't ever start up with him. Okay. Impossible. Anything that the person, if you have to turn your back, if you make a statement, that's the rule of thumb. It's a very simple rule of thumb, Lashon Hara. It's so simple, Lashon Hara. If you say something, and you know that you have to turn your back to make sure no one's listening, you know you can't do it. If you're not embarrassed to say it, you don't have to turn your back, then more or less, it's not Lashon Hara. If you're afraid that when you get back to the person, what you said about them, then you know you're in trouble. That's what it says. He's so simple, the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. What am I saying? If the person who upon whom the subject of my words would get back to that person, I would be embarrassed. That means it's Lashon Hara. That's it. You can take the whole Chafetz Chaim Sefer and you can put it on the top shelf. That's the bottom line. You sit and secretly conspire against your brother. You speak words against the son of your mother. You go and you cast a defect. Three different expressions in this pasuk. Three different times, excursions. There are really three different forms of lashon hara that is mentioned here in this pasuk, whatever. But basically, do not say doifi about your friend avlam of our avl. But let's say you're saying lashon hara l'toyeles that it should get back to him. So he should do teshuvah, it's toychacha, which we don't do today because we don't know the art of doing this. So if don't try this at home. Avlam avra averus v'echicha b'seisav loikibol b'loikibol. If you give him mussar b'seisav v'zam mekabel, oz mutal loikicha b'rabim. If you gave him mussar privately and he does not listen, then you can go to town. You can go out, every guy on the street, you can go say, you know what this guy did? You know what this guy did? It's part of the technique of giving mussar. Like I told you, we don't do this today. Okay, one more line because I want to skip the space to know about Mishorish Chasidus. Now we go. That is the entire sugya of Lashon Hara. Finished. Next topic. The next topic is Teshuvah.
So when Shabbat is open on Shabbat, he can't say the customer not to.
So I told you when it comes to giving mussar, every situation is different, and you have to keep in mind today that when you give mussar to a person, you have to do it in a way where you're not loisisal of chait. And if you do not know how to do it in a way where you're not going to be in violation of causing a person pain and suffering that he does not deserve, then don't give mussar. Next, so we've done Lashon Hara.
Amisecha?
What do you mean Amisecha?
It has to be Amisecha.
Amisecha. Oysemaisa Amcha. Okay, so there are different.
A woman is not Amisecha?
No, that's not true. That's a different topic.
You go tell someone else's wife.
We're going off topic. We're going off topic. I do not know the answer. Okay, so far we finished up Teichacha. Halacha Vav was the laws of Lashon Hara. Now we start a new halacha. What's the next halacha? Teshuvah, Zayin. We're beginning Zayin, one line of Zayin. We're now beginning the laws of doing Teshuvah. When the person wakes up, when then he realizes, you know, it's time already to do Teshuvah. I saw a very funny joke yesterday. I was laughing so hard. There was a Rebbe. Rebbe was 90 years old. And there was a bacha, 18 or whatever, let's say he was 18 years old, and they're sitting down together to eat, and the Rebbe says, we really can't sit together. How can we sit together? I have so many sins, the Rebbe was being humble, I have so many sins that I have not done teshuvah for. And therefore, you're a young person, and he's trying to imply. Barry's well. I'll change Barry in a moment. And you're a young boy,
innocent.
You're innocent. Yeah. So therefore, you're innocent. So there's nothing for you to be depressed about because you're a young guy. You didn't do any averis. I'm an old man already. I've done so many averis, and I've not done teshuva. So the boy says, Adrava, we're the same. Just like you're in mourning that you have not done teshuva for all of your averis. I'm also upset at you. I'm with you. I'm also upset that you're an old man and you still have not done teshuva. The boy was rubbing it in. He was rubbing it into the river. So we can eat together. You're upset and I'm upset. You're upset because you didn't do teshuva and I'm also upset at you that you didn't do teshuva. Shoresh haChasidus, Keitzad. What is Chasidus? We're doing now the sugya of course. We're doing now the sugya of Teshuvah. One line. Kishadam Moshech es liba b'midas Chasidus. When a person works on his midas, v'kasha alav. You know when you're a Chasid, when you feel the pain. No pain, no gain. If you sweat, that's when you know you're a Chasid. If it's easy. Easy, I don't do it a certain averis. I don't have a yetzar for these averis. There's certain types of averis, certain types of people do not have any yetzahara for. And then there are things where you have to work on yourself. If you're not doing averis and it's you don't break a sweat, you're not a chosid. If you're working on an issue in your life where you have nisyonos and you feel the pain, the struggle, oh, that makes you into a chosid. Thus, this is the aside.
Chassidut pia or midat pia?
Pain. What?
Pia. Chassidut pia.
No payas. Kishaada moshech chassid. This is why people get upset. This is why people get upset. That question has no relevance.
No, it's chassid.
A chassid, we know, doesn't mean a pious. It means a pious person. It doesn't mean a bubble of a chassid. You know that. You know that. You want to know why? Now you know why. Now you know why. I try to be good. Listen, I try to be good. Kishadam Moshech Liba B'Midah Sachsis. The kosh alof, it's hard, mivnei, because shakol maligin alof, mivayshim osal, people, they mock him, they laugh him, they don't understand why, they don't understand what he's doing. When you begin to feel the pain of doing the right thing, that's when you know you've entered into a world of chassidus. Okay, we're going to take a very short break. We're going to learn a little bit about bris mila. Bris mila. Bris mila.